Jeremy in the motorboat.
His journey was along the River Thames. For the first few miles, there was a speed limit of 9 miles an hour, because there are so many ducks and other birds in that part of the river. The river was confusing, and at one point, he realised that he was going in the wrong direction. But he turned round and got back onto the right route. Soon he was going past Fulham Football Ground. He phoned Richard and asked him where he was, just past Trafalgar Square. This was good news for Jeremy. He was ahead of the bike. He reached Wandsworth Bridge. The speed limit finished there, and he could now go as fast as he liked. Jeremy felt like the fastest moving man in all of London. He was flying, coming close to 50 miles an hour. How could he lose now? He could see Tower Bridge ahead. His journey was 7 miles longer than the others, but he was now going at 70 miles an hour. Not far to the airport now.
Richard on the bike.
Richard could use bus lanes, which was great, but of course he had to be careful not to crash into the buses. He hated buses, horrible things. When the traffic lights turned red, he thought of cycling through them, but then he remembered that he was on TV, so he had to stop. When he got to Piccadilly, he was delighted to see that there was a terrible traffic jam. He could go through the traffic, but James, in his Mercedes, would get stuck. He got to Trafalgar Square and then went into a cycle lane. From now on, it was going to be easier.
James in the car.
He started off okay. He wasn't going fast, but at a steady speed. Until he was stopped by the police. They only wanted to check the permit for the cameraman in the back of the car, but it meant that he lost 3 or 4 valuable minutes. The traffic was getting worse. Now he was going really slowly. 25 miles an hour. 23. 20. 18. It was so frustrating.